Good morning, everybody. This is Holly Berger, and I'm so happy that you guys have joined me today for the Sunday morning meditation call. Today is September 11th, 2011, and it is the 10th anniversary of the United States of America losing the two World Trade Center towers that were located in New York City. And I think even if you're not aware of what happened, the energy of that day, if you just came to the United States and didn't know anything about it, I think you would still feel a type of energy in the air. And we're going to address that energy today. We're going to do a meditation. It should take around 30 minutes. That's always my intention. We tend to go over a little bit. And we're going to work with some prayers from my pocket prayer book to help release some stuff from the past. So these prayers can be applied to how you feel about our country and what it went through on September 11, 2001, or what it has gone through in the past 10 years, or you can take these prayers and apply them to yourself, to your own life, to anything you've lost, to any violence you've experienced, anything you'd like to forgive from the past, anything you would like to bring back to yourself, anything you would like to feel empowerment through. You can also apply these prayers to the future, anything you're thinking about for 2012 or the earth changes that are coming or that have happened. So there's lots of opportunities to use this prayer, or excuse me, to use this meditation in different ways. Again, I'm very happy, very grateful for all of you on this call. I hope you're sitting comfortably in a chair that has your back upright and your feet on the floor. And I hope you also have something to drink, maybe a little tea or water while we meditate. And it's really helpful to have pen and paper to jot down any notes that might come up for you while you're meditating. I encourage people to stop and jot down a note for themselves, because we work in higher frequencies and it's difficult to remember what's going on after we get done with our meditations. All right. If you have a crystal or favorite rock that you'd like to use for this meditation, go ahead and grab it. Allow yourself to take a deep breath. We're going to relax, but not so much that we fall asleep. And I will begin now with an opening prayer to set space. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us by creating sacred space around each one of us. We ask that this space be sealed off with pure Christ consciousness light on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between. In this sealed and sacred space, we allow only frequencies of pure Christ consciousness light, the most advanced forms of truth and unconditional love, and none other. We invite the presence of our guides, angels, ascended masters, teachers, all of those that are on the other side, that come forth in their pure light form, that are sent to us through divine channels of light. We welcome their presence. We ask that they be blessed with our love and appreciation as we work together today. We ask that Source assist each of us in grounding and connecting to the core of Earth. We connect to Gaia. We ask that we be given assistance in connecting to our high selves and to Source, the I Am Presence, creator of all things. In vast pillars of light, we ask that our mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies be blessed through all levels, layers, and dimensions, through all time and space. We gratefully accept clearing, healing, balance, harmony, peace, blessings. We ask that the beautiful light that we are invoking move through each chakra and energy center, every organ and aspect of our physical being, nurturing, healing, blessing us, bringing us into perfect harmony and balance, each one of us blessed in the most appropriate way for our highest and best good. We ask that the energy of discernment be brought to each person for this call, for this meditation, so that they are able to bring all information through their own hierarchy of light, for their own understanding, for their own healing. As we offer ourselves in surrender to the divine, we ask that we always be guided on our sacred paths, on our journeys, that we be blessed with the energy of forgiveness, that we be blessed with the concept of embracing divine light in all situations, aligning with our highest guidance, implementing that guidance in our third dimensional lives. Once again, we are grateful for the beautiful light that is present, for all of those that are listening to these words and helping to create the divine energy that is present for us all. And we open our meditation. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. We are going to work today with a visualization. Imagine as you sit in your chair, on your seat, wherever your physical body is located, imagine that there is a great grounding cord that comes out of your physical body. This cord is made of a beautiful light that can penetrate everything. It can move through your chair, your floor, the ground. It can move through rock and sediment, water, even life. Imagine that you have light beings around you that are going to help you use this grounding cord to connect to the very core of Earth. As if this grounding cord has a new energy, something that is just being created in your physical body, your guides are going to escort it down below you through all of the things we've mentioned, very carefully, peacefully, and easily moving through the planet. These guides will make sure that your grounding cord is strong, that it is woven together of beautiful fibers of light, stronger than the biggest cable holding the largest ship in our oceans. Your guides, these beautiful light beings around you, will help take your grounding cord strong, full of light, all the way down to meet the core of our planet. This energetic connection with the core will stabilize your life, will help you manifest your divine plan, will give you more awareness in your third dimensional lives. Your guides know exactly how to energetically connect with the core of our planet. If you are visual, you may sense or see something that looks like a fiery core. And if you let yourself merge with that fire light, you will find that there is a central core that seems crystalline, as if there is a great crystal at the core of the earth. As you connect with this great crystal, you will find that you are unified with a light that seems much more grand, beautiful, intense than you. You might sense a very high frequency, something special. But as you merge with this, you will realize that your light, your grounding cord that is connecting with the core of the planet, is of the same substance. That it unites and it is not different. That you are this amazing, beautiful light. That you are the strength and magnitude of the core of the planet. And as this merging becomes apparent, as you recognize another aspect of your divine truth, you will allow a blessing to come up from your planet. You will allow the soul of the planet, which we call Gaia, to also merge and begin to come up your grounding cord. Your beautiful Christ consciousness light coming all the way up your grounding cord to merge with your physical body. Allow this blessing, this beautiful light, to come up through your grounding cord. Move into your feet, your legs, your root chakra, your lower body, moving all the way up your chakras, balancing in your upper chest, moving out your arms and up into your neck and head. You are receiving a balancing, clearing, healing in this moment. Take a moment to breathe into this. Feel yourself releasing, relaxing. Feel new levels of nurturing, new aspects of safety. Feel yourself surrender to the support that your planet offers you. Your body will continue to balance with this divine light. But you are more vast than a human being connecting to the planet. You are also one, the I Am Presence. Imagine that deep within you, you begin to recognize this connection and you sense coming out from the top of your head another cord woven of the highest light with intricacy you can barely imagine. Imagine that your guides begin to take you up this beautiful crystalline cord of light. Imagine it clearing and healing, becoming stronger as you follow it up and up and up. Imagine that you see initially a ball of light. This light is your high self. Imagine that you go up this crystalline cord with your guides and that you merge with this light that is your high self. You may sense your higher intelligence. You may experience a vision. You may see, feel, or sense your guidance, your high self committee, your hierarchy of light. At any time, you may come back and visit with this energy. You may come back and ask questions or get to know it better. But in this moment, you are being escorted and drawn up. You are feeling an energy pulling your consciousness up as you follow your crystalline cord of light. As your guides lead you and take you up and up and up to higher and higher frequencies. Above you now, there is a great light. This light is called the Great Central Sun, the I Am Presence, the creator of all things, the radiant one, God, goddess, this light of many names, known through many, many years of time, through many dimensions of consciousness. This light you can merge with, you can move into it. It may take time, it may take years, but it is possible. For today, we will ask our guides to help us merge with the divine I Am presence as much as possible, working with our comfort, peace, and ease. This is also the place of no questions. When you merge with your own divine consciousness, the Creator of everything that you are, your knowledge will expand to the point that you have no questions. You will feel peace to the point that you have no need for healing. Your heart will open, love, bless, and forgive in an instant. Take a moment to breathe into consciousness of the I Am presence, or as close as you can get to it. Feel yourself relaxing into whatever frequency your guides take you to, knowing that that is perfect for you in this moment. Breathe the light that is surrounding you into your physical being as you meditate. Allow yourself to exhale, cleanse, clear, and heal the physical body. At any time in the future, you can meditate. You can come back to this beautiful place of light. You can work with this every day, raising your frequency higher and higher, manifesting new ways to communicate with your own divine being. You are the I Am presence, the Creator of all things. But you have chosen a third dimensional existence. You have chosen a lifetime. You have chosen a name, an incarnation. And as we recognize that we are the great creators, we allow ourselves to come back down the crystalline cord of light. Your guides will bring you very carefully back down. You will move through the high self. And you will come all the way back down to your physical body. And as your consciousness re-enters, as you move back into your physicality, you bring a gift. You bring healing light, new levels of awareness, new knowledge. Now, maybe these things aren't necessarily new, but they're new to your physical incarnation. You are opening up to remember. You are awakening to gifts that you held back from yourself, restrictions that are now lenient or removed. You understand more about why you came to this planet and what you are doing here. Your consciousness over the next few days or few weeks will begin to register ideas and awarenesses you will understand more about what you do on this planet as a light worker, as a being who may have less interaction with people in the physical realm and more interaction in ethereal realms. You may begin to have inklings, slight suggestions out in the world, helping you to recognize that you live another life in other dimensions, that you are much more than you realize, that you are a great, powerful being of light. You may begin to feel thoughts of happiness, thoughts of satisfaction, feelings that your life is vast and successful. As you feel the Creator's light merging with your physical body, moving in and throughout your bones, your blood, all of your tissue, your organs, emanating out of you like a great light, you may sense that Gaia's light, that the Earth's light, that Source light are all merging together. You may sense an intertwining or a union that is completely perfect. You may feel Gaia's light and Earth's light moving up your crystalline cord of light and Source light grounding, connecting with the core of the planet. You may sense yourself as a vast pillar of light. It is true. You are a divine light being. You have chosen a third dimensional incarnation. Your choices were based on decisions made from a higher aspect of your being. Trust your high self to hold the knowledge, to hold the reasons, to hold the details. Trust that you, as a third dimensional incarnate, know what to do and will be guided at the exact appropriate moment. Pause in your lives when you do not feel your guidance. Wait for it, because it is there. And if you have to wait more than 1 minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes, or however long your patience allows, take that gap in time and do something very, very fun. Enjoy yourself with another person. Experience something wonderful. Read something funny. Expand your experience of joy when you are not on duty, when you don't feel the call to move or to speak or to act. Be yourself. Be playful. This is your message today from your guides. Be playful. And as we expand into that consciousness, we are going to work with prayers. We are going to work with three separate prayers. The first one is called Release Violence from the Past. Release violence from the past. You may repeat the words in your own mind as they will be read in first person. I ask Source and my guidance in this moment to clear me of any frequencies that resonate with violence that has happened in this life or any other life. I ask that I be cleared through all levels of light, through all dimensions and all space. I ask for the karma to be released, cleared, or completed that has anything to do with violence, assault, aggression, or anger. I ask that I be released and cleared of all grief concerning any experience with violence. I ask that peaceful messages come upon me and that I gently be guided to a form of release that is appropriate for me. I ask that I be empowered to understand that I can release, that there is a place where these things are held and it is not within my physical body, that there are guardians of these archives that will help me to move through these changes peacefully, easily, and comfortably. In the gentleness that I create for myself, I ask that Source remind me, as long as it takes, over and over again, that I am in a peaceful existence. I release any energies of guilt or shame that cause me to deny myself a peaceful existence. I allow all violent frequencies to move past me without my notice, and if possible, into the light. I ask that my light attract light and that my mind recognize that my dominant force is light, that I am one with God/Goddess on this planet, and I create peace, ease, and comfort. I create love, healing, happiness. Even if I witness otherwise, I command that my mind recognize it is only something I see. Let it be known now that I do not have to experience everything to know it. As I learn through all experiences, I am more aware. I am more conscious. I am more awake. My gratitude to all who helped me on this journey. Thank you and amen. Aho. Namaste. Take 3 deep breaths. Gently letting release violence from the past. Settle, release, and clear. We will continue now with disconnect from and forgive the past. Divine beloved creator that I am, my movements on this planet and in this life are completely understood through my high self. I release now resentment of any plans, actions, or happenings that brought about pain or discomfort at any time via any experience. From this moment forward, I create learning peacefully, easily, and comfortably. For my divine self and my third dimensional self. I allow realization to happen. I release old habits of learning the hard way. I discontinue patterns of sabotage, abuse, neglect, abandonment, fear, loneliness, lack of confidence, or failure. I embrace friendship, love, and safety in relationships. I am healed from all past happenings that resulted in hardship, suffering, sadness, misunderstanding, unhappiness, distress, or any other discordant energy. I now welcome trust, faith, and joy. My heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit forgive my creations of pain and those who participated, including myself. I completely release any energetic obligation from any person or circumstance I have used to learn without love and acceptance. I accept full responsibility for my existence. I am loved, nurtured, cared for, and I welcome me as I am. Thank you and amen. Oh, namaste. few moments to breathe into that prayer, disconnect from and forgive the past. Align yourself again with Source, at the core of the planet. Feel the light echoing through your physical being, through your mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Feel your cells releasing memories, old hatreds, places where forgiveness has not been able to heal. Feel yourself align with light more accurately than you ever have before. Our third and final prayer for today, forgiveness and empowerment through unconditional love. Fully, your heart open, know yourself to be a divine creation. Fully, your heart aware, see no separation. Upon abandoning what you think is real, you have only light to guide you back to the pure place of no description. Forgiveness for your travels, your choices. Forgiveness divine. Expect your enlightened neighbor. Expect your masterful friends. Believe the law of attraction. See your manifestation. Remember, as a blessing you've earned through 1,000 lifetimes and million soul agreements, be your own witness. Let the critic die. Let evolution recreate, rebirth your own inner negativity into divine service, divine witness, divine love. Be it known, the heart is open, love is welcome. Present ever beyond the air you breathe and ground you traverse upon. Divine, unconditional love reigns. Call upon it as if it were a butterfly to alight, a dream to visit. Call upon it. Thank you and amen. Oh, namaste. Breathe deeply into the frequency and area of your heart. Feel your heart chakra full of divine unconditional love. Let it spread up through your physical body, out. Let it move into your back. Let it emanate out from your front. Let today be the day that you love unconditionally, that you forgive completely. Let today be the day that you remember you are grounded to the core of the planet, as an incarnate, as a being who has chosen to be here. Remind yourself that decisions are made sometimes that hurt others. You make them, your friends make them, your family makes them. But those decisions can be forgiven. You can override the negativity, the voice. You can recreate those situations to be situations of fear. Someone who said something because they were afraid. You said something because you were afraid. You can see it clearly, and you can forgive everyone. You can use this forgiveness as a blessing. You can use it as a healing. If your mind doesn't understand how to forgive something because it's too vast, too large, surrender it to your guides. Tell them, I have no idea how to do this. I surrender it. Show me a small serving that I can heal and bless and forgive. Show me what I can handle, what I can deal with in this day. And the rest, I surrender. I surrender to my higher frequencies, to my divine being, to the aspects of me that are Creator, that are God, Goddess, Source, the I Am Presence. In this surrender, you are also given a reprieve. You are not overwhelmed or overloaded. You are happy, moving about freely on this planet, carefully working, even more carefully playing, expanding your joy and your happiness, laughing a little too loud and a little too much, making people suspicious because you are too happy and too joyful, and they would like to know what that's all about. Shedding your light and your joy on everyone, shining out, blessing their growth, their own journeys, their decisions, helping them feel comfortable because you are at peace and you no longer judge them. And feeling that divine reflection come back to you. You are no longer judged or assessed, that you are peaceful in your heart, that you grow in your ability to shine, to forgive, to love yourself and others. In the frequencies that are within you now, frequencies that you hold consciously and subconsciously, you are able to offer a blessing or make a request. Take a few moments to ask for blessings for those that you hold sacred, to ask for a healing for yourself or others. Take a few moments to pray. After this meditation, you can come back to this frequency and then do the closing again. If you wish to send out more prayers or to consider the guidance that is coming through, to ask more questions, to receive more information. But for now, it is time for us to ground once again, to send our energy deep into Gaia, deep into the planet. Again, moving through rock and sediment, water, life. Connecting deeply with the energy that is like gravity. It holds us on this planet. It is time for us to hold our guidance team, our angels and ascended masters and teachers, our ancestors, all of the light beings that are present. It is time for us to ask for Source to bless them, the highest frequencies of love and gratitude and appreciation on our behalf. As we release them back to their realms of choice, we know that some of them will stay with us. And we are so grateful. We are grateful for all the frequencies, for the love, the healing, for the harmony and balance, for the peacefulness. We are grateful for the chakra clearings, the organs in our bodies that are full of light in this moment, healing. We are grateful for the new sense of balance and forgiveness, love and light that we carry. As we bring our frequencies back down to our comfortable third dimensional level, we ask that our mind, soul, spirit, and body recognize that we are releasing this meditation. Although we would like to play in the ethers, we have third dimensional lives to live. We have experiences to have. There is fun to be enjoyed. We ask that Source assist us in grounding releasing our sacred space, but staying protected within our pillars of light at all frequencies. We ask that we be guided carefully throughout our day's activities, and that tonight we rest peacefully, sleep soundly, and wake tomorrow ready for a new day, conscious, awake, aware, rested, rejuvenated. Remind yourself that you're grounding. You have all experienced very high frequencies today. Again, I am very grateful for each one of you and your presence in helping create the beautiful light that we have been blessed with today. You have each received a gift in this meditation. It may be a secret or silent gift, or you may know what your gift is. I hope you will be able to explore and enjoy these gifts their fullest extent. Thank you for sharing and listening with us. Again, we disconnect from each other, the Akashic Records and the Oversoul, each in our own pillars of light, grounded, connected to our planet and to the soul of our planet, connected to Source, to our high selves, living our chosen third dimensional incarnations, whole and complete. With great gratitude, we release and close this meditation. Thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. We thank you and amen. Thank you all. I feel as if you're blessing me right now with gratitude, and I really appreciate that. It might be coming from the guides. It might be coming from you. But either way, I feel it, and I'm so happy to be present with that. I hope you all have a lovely day.